Every daddy and every granddaddy ought to be living like that among your children. First of all, you ought to be reading the Word to your children or your grandchildren on a regular basis, and you need to be a living example. I mean, just to give you an example of what happens around here. The other day, I'm sitting here in my office, and I'm reading and studying, and all of a sudden, little John, Dave's oldest boy, he comes running in and he says, "Papa T, I want to quote two favorite verses I've just learned." He's just 4 years old. And he quotes those verses to me and tells me where they're found. I said, "Son, that's fantastic." Now, if ever daddy taught his children to hide the Word in their heart from the time they're that little, when he gets to be a man, you know what? The devil's going to be in big trouble. You know that? When you take a little bitty boy like him that's got the Word of God hidden in his heart and he's already walking around this place quoting the Word of God every day, what kind of things is God going to do with that little boy when he grows up? You know, when I was 20 years old, you know how many verses I probably knew? One or two. I didn't know many. Now, if you wanted to know something about a car, and man, I could tell you all about a car. I spent hours reading and studying and involving myself in working on cars. I love cars, but I didn't spend any time studying the Word. Now, I want to show you how to be prosperous and successful. Let's go back to Joshua 1:8. Everybody wants to be prosperous and everybody wants to be successful. I'm going to show you how to do it. "This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, that you mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall have good success." Now, everybody in the world wants to be prosperous and successful, don't they?
That's right.
What do we teach our children to do to be prosperous and successful? Go to school. Go to school. Get you a law degree. Become a doctor. Whatever. But how many daddies, even in church, teach them, "Study the Word, son"? That's where the answer's at. Who told us this? God did, didn't he? Yeah, right there, it's in the Word. You want to be prosperous and successful? Hide this Word in your heart. Meditate on it day and night. Is that what he said?
Amen.
And then he says, you'll have great success and be very prosperous in life. That's all we're looking for, right?
Amen.
Just think, which way had you rather go in life? Had you rather live 70 years, 80 years, whatever, and then die and go home and never won a single person to Christ? But you made $5 million in that 70 years. I mean, you know, you were very prosperous. You drove new cars, lived in a great big beautiful home. You had it looked like everything, but you lost your children and your wife and everything, and then you died and went to hell. That wouldn't be too good, would it? Do you know, I've never watched football, but last week I watched part of the Super Bowl. Why? I was looking for a commercial. I watched the Super Bowl so I could see a commercial, which I didn't get to see because they aired it in the first quarter. And I didn't get there, or pregame or whatever they aired it, but I didn't get there till nearly the end of the second quarter. And so I watched the whole thing, which I've never done before in my life. I watched all of the second half of the pro football game, which, like I said, I've never in my life done that, but I did, looking for a commercial. Anybody have any idea what commercial I was looking for? What?
Tebow.
Pro-life. Pro-life. That's right. Tebow. The little young boy that his mother, she was an older woman when she got pregnant with him, and everybody tried to get her to abort him, and she would not. And so little Tebow grew up to be one of the greatest athletes in college football that's ever been. He got more awards and everything. And so when Focus on the Family, somebody decided they would pay the $2.8 million for that 30-second commercial. You realize that's what those commercials cost? They're in the Pro Bowl. Every one of those commercials cost $2.8 million. Whoever the organization is, they made $150 million on commercials in that football game. That's not a bad day's work, is it? $150 million. I didn't realize it said that about half the people that watch the football game watch it for the commercials. And then after I watched it, I understood. But there was, they CBS or whoever it was, NBC or whoever it was, ABC or whatever, CBS, I think, they were the ones that agreed to air this commercial. All kinds of organizations. Nobody was allowed to see it, but all kinds of organizations came against this commercial because they knew if it came from Focus on the Family, it was going to be pro-life. Isn't that amazing? Your works follow you, right? We all know. But there was one other commercial that I saw that the minute I saw it, I said, boy, those are demons. I mean, those are demons. I said, this is right straight out of the pit of hell. And about that time, this girl in a white dress was taken down to a big shaft, and this guy goes whooping up there, and he falls right in with all the demons. And the title, all this was 30 seconds long, and the title of it, they wanted to say, wanted to name this piece of software, Go to Hell. But CBS would not air it. So they retitled it and called it Hell Awaits. And so they aired it. And it's a piece of software. And in this software, and your children will be using this software, and this Hell Awaits software, there's a place down in there that if you kill enough of the babies, you can get a Bad Nannies Award. Is that about as sick as anything you ever heard? And you want to know why our children are growing up sick? You want to know why they're afflicted? You want to know why we got all the problems we got in America? We're teaching our children to kill. There's no problem. A girl grows up, she gets pregnant, ain't no big deal. You know, go down and get an abortion. Nobody even thinks twice about it. Why do they think like this? Because they don't know what God's Word says about it. The average girl today and young boy, by the time they get 20 years old, it's a tremendous number of them, almost all of them, have been involved in some kind of sex. Why? Because it's on television everywhere you look. I didn't realize until just recently, I bought me a television set to put in my office so I can watch the news once in a while. And between the news stations, the last 3 or 4 weeks since I've had that thing, I have gone between Channel 2, which is Daystar, and Channel 58. And sometimes I'll just flip through 4 or 5. And I really thought I'd like to listen to the Fox News, but I realized the Fox News I wanted to listen to is not on this regular TV. You got to have a cable or something to get the Hannity's and all that stuff. I didn't know that because I never watched it. But in the process of watching what little I have watched, I have begun to realize how wicked television is. Now, I'm going to make a statement to you. If you're a Christian and you spend 4 or 5 hours a week watching television, you cannot remain healthy for a long period of time. It's going to make you sick. You can't watch the trash of the world and be in God's Word and stay well. You just can't do it. It's going to make you sick. I don't know how long it'll take, but it will happen. So but if you want to be prosperous and successful, if you'll do this, hide this book in your heart and meditate on it day and night, you'll be prosperous and successful. Now, we had seen two places where that if we obey God's Word and do what He says, He would take all sickness away from us. Now, He says, out of the mouths of 2 or 3 witnesses, let everything be established. So let's go back to Deuteronomy 7:15, and let's see what Deuteronomy 7:15 says under the Old Covenant. Let's find out if God wants us to be sick. Deuteronomy 7:15. And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee, but will lay thee upon all them that hate thee. And the Lord will take away how much sickness? So if we obey Him, now this was under the Old Covenant. Now if under the Old Covenant we found 3 places, and there's many more, but I won't go to more than that, but in 3 places we found out that if we obey Him and diligently seek Him, He will take away all sickness. Then if we've got a sickness, what is that trying to tell us? What is that telling you? There's something wrong with us, right? We're not obeying God. I mean, do you see that? Does that make sense? You know, when people say, God would never put sickness on us, well, you fail to realize that He's God. That he is in control. And he clearly tells you that if you put him first and do everything he says, he will take all sickness away from you. And if he takes all, then how much are you going to have?
None.
Now, I don't know about you, but I like that, don't you? I like having no sickness. As a young man, how old are you, young man?
I'm 17.
17. How would you like to go from 17 to 71 like I am and never have a sick day?
I'd love it.
You would love it. Do you know that's available?
Yeah.
You know what you got to do that?
Okay.
You got it, didn't you? You read that. Now, when you walk out of here, don't forget that. Because you know what happens when we walk away from God?
We get sick.
We forget and we get sick. That's exactly right. Now, you don't want to be sick, right?
No.
No, I don't want to be sick either. I haven't been in a long, long time, but he don't want us to be sick. Now then, it's absolutely a fact in God's word that sin brings forth death. You know that? Sin brings forth death. Now then, let's go to Psalms 119:67, and I want to show you something here. Psalms 119:67, and then we'll go to verse 89 after that. Psalms 119:67. Before I was afflicted, I went astray. But now have I kept your word. Now then, how many of you want to be afflicted? Not me. So if before I was afflicted, I went astray, well, then we don't want to go astray, do we? So if we don't go astray, are we going to be afflicted? No, not according to the word. But just think, after he went astray and he was afflicted, and he, in other words, he got the switch. But now he says, I keep your word. Now then, how many of you are daddies like me, and you're raising up your son, and he's 10 years old, and he does something you tell him not to do, and you go and you get the board, and you give him three or four good, I mean, you leave red marks on his backside, and then 5 years later he says, Dad, I ain't had a spanking in a long time. Well, I said, I know, son, you've been a good boy. He said, yeah, you know, when I was 10, you left them red marks on my backside. He said, I decided it pays a better dividends to obey you than it does to not obey you. Y'all know where I'm coming from?
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, I Thought You Were a Man of Faith, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.